that if you are truthful, then bring the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come, and then we will see what will happen. The response of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu was salam. Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu was salam, how did he, what was his disposure, and how did he react to this evil that was so prevalent in society? Inni li'amalikum min al-qalin. He expressed this by nature of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that this action of yours and your actions is most disgusting. The first lesson is for us to understand that we need to abhor the sin and not the sinner. It is a very fine line to separate the two, a sin from the sinner. That sinner, if he repents, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destines hidayah and guidance for him, he can be one that will surpass in nature of obedience. If we separate the two, the benefit is we will still have the welfare and that concern of that person in our heart and at least make dua for him. So abhor the sin, understand the sin that is something that is hateful and that is disgraceful. The second lesson that we learn from Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's statement is that it is part of iman for a person to recognize a sin to be a sin. The tendency somewhat comes around that if I'm not involved in it, we just turn a blind eye. We ignore it. We are not cognizant of what is happening. And this stagnation could somewhat eventually lead it to such a situation where it becomes the norm and it is accepted, and eventually comes that if you cannot beat them, join them. This desensitizing effort upon man today is to such a great extent that we ourselves can reason that a few years back or some years back, an action that was frowned upon today has become the norm. And as the days continue closer to the end of time, more and more vile and evil acts are becoming the norm of society. So what is required from us is to recognize a sin to be a sin. Anyway, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam then takes responsibility, and this is the third lesson, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi najjini wa ahli mimma ya'maloon, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect me and protect my family from the evil actions of these people. We each have a responsibility. While we may not be in a position to impact the broader society, but we have a responsibility of protecting our own selves and our family. This is a responsibility that we cannot take lightly and we cannot shun. And we are going into this environment or into this season of somewhat freedom, carelessness, and where our guard is let down, we need to be vigilant. Where are our children? Where are our families? How are we spending our time? Is the time that we have as a bounty from Allah being productively spent? The wealth that Allah has given, are we spending it in that which is halal? Let us not be affected by the evils of society. We need to be vigilant in protecting ourselves, creating alternatives which is halal, which is suitable for our family, in spending their time, in spending their energies, in exerting their energies. And coupled with that is the dua that we need to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the ability to put in measures of protection, but ultimately it is the help and assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a lesson that we learn from the dua of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. We will make the effort, but together with that effort is we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance. So what happens to the nation of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam? Allah ta'ala then sends malaika and the angels, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, and Israfil alayhi salam. And they come towards the evening time to the house of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. He is unaware that these are the malaika and the angels of Allah. And they ask to be housed. And as is the nature of a Muslim, very apprehensively because of the nature of society at that time, they came in a form of young, handsome lads, and he knew that they were going to be vulnerable to the evils of his society. Nevertheless, the overpowering nature of a Muslim, he hosts them and he honors them and invites them into his home. And he is very apprehensive, and his wife, who had not accepted Islam, she looks at the opportunity and she goes onto the roof of the home and she lets out a sign inviting the community to come. When they descend on the home, he informs them that they have guests at home that you might be able to fulfill your desires with. And this was the nature of the people at that time. And as they try to gain entry into the home, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu was salam, he is trying to repel them and saying, at least honor my guests, even if it had to be that I have to give you the opportunity as the leaders of the people to marry my own daughters. But nevertheless, they did not take heed. And Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then tells him that we are the malaika and we have come with the permission of Allah with his punishment. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, with the tip of his wing, strikes them and they turn blind and they then fled. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the instruction, فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ وَاتَّبِعْ أَدْبَارَهُمْ وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحْدٌ وَامْضُوا حَيْثُ تُؤْمَرُونَ. That in the latter part of the night, with your family, leave from the town in such a way that Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, like a shepherd, should walk behind them. And when they hear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending, they should not turn back. After sunrise, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam takes his family and they leave, and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then befalls them. فَأَخَذَتُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِقِينَ فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرَنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ. Such a punishment that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam takes his wing and he lifts it entire, in one narration five, in another narration seven cities, right up to the skies, that it is said that you could hear the crow of the roosters and the barking of the dogs and not a spill of water from the utensils. He then takes the entire cities and he turns it around and he smashes it back down onto the ground. Not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then instructs to rain upon them stones that were hardened like baked clay stones that were hardened, and each one had the name of every person on it which he was struck, and that brought about his destruction. And further than that, as a punishment, Allah Ta'ala caused a very loud sound and a shriek to come about to create this fear in the people. What happened to the wife of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam? There's two narrations. One is she got left behind with the people and destructed, and the other narration, she left with Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. And on the way, when the shriek was heard, she turned back and she said, "Oh my people." And upon that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused a destruction and a stone had hit her. The fourth lesson is, from the wife of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, we should not be such that we are passive in nature towards evil actions. She was not directly involved in the evil actions of the people, but she was instrumental. She acknowledged what was taking place. And this is also something that we need to be vigilant about. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا عُمِلَتِ الْخَطِيَةُ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَانَ مَنْ شَهِدَهَا فَكَرِهَهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا. That when a person, when an evil action is performed on this earth, and a person is present, he witnesses it. And at the time when he's witnessing it, he feels disgust and distaste in his heart. Allah makes it such that that person was not present. وَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا فَرَضِيَهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ شَهِدَهَا. And if it so happened that that person was not present, but his inward nature is such that he was happy with what was taking place, then it will be as though that person had witnessed that action and he was part and parcel of what had taken place. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, on one occasion, was invited to attend a walima. And as he is entering into the venue, he noticed some evil actions taking place and he returns. When he is asked what had taken place, He mentions a narration, something to the effect that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that if you are happy with the evil actions of people, then constitute yourself as being part and parcel of them. So let us embrace these days that are coming, that it is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as we exploit this bounty in obedience. Let us make the necessary effort to save ourselves, protect ourselves and our families from being tainted with the disobedience and the violent evil actions that is prevalent in our community. Jazakumullahu khairan.